For traffic on your iPhone or BlackBerry, go to KFWB.com.
Well, with all the efforts going on and all the discussions on Capitol Hill, there's still oil spewing into the Gulf.
And joining us live, it spews into the Gulf of Mexico. BP struggling to contain it.
Yeah, and perhaps going to take a different move here to try to do that. Joining us live from New Orleans for more on this, correspondent Tamara Lush with Associated Press. Tamara, what do we know now about BP's next plan? What are they going to do to cap that well?
Well, good morning, Lisa and Phil. The next plan is to possibly burn some of the oil. They are trying to suck the oil out with this giant cap, and they say that they're collecting more and more oil from the cap. And now they have this new device called an evergreen burner, and it turns this flow of oil and gas into a vapor that's pushed out, and there's nozzles, and it creates visible smoke, and basically it burns it off. And that's what they're going to try to do next.
And is the Coast Guard on board with this? Everyone, the environmentalists, and when do they plan on trying this?
Well, I think that's over the coming days, and I think it will be discussed. In terms of the Coast Guard, I know, and much like President Obama's stronger speech and stronger actions towards BP, Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen just wrote to BP, and he's actually demanding more specific information on how BP is handling damage claims, which is a big deal here. Allen has told BP CEO Tony Hayward in a letter that his office and state offices in this area they've made several requests for additional information, and they haven't received them. So they're worried about how BP is handling these damage claims.
Yeah, and Associated Press is making a big deal this morning out of an analysis of BP's statement or understatement, as it were, of the damage caused by the leak. And how much have you been briefed on this? Do you know a lot about it?
I do, actually. I was part of the team that analyzed the two plans from BP. BP had a 582-page regional spill plan and a 52-page site-specific plan. And we found that BP vastly understated the dangers posed by this uncontrolled leak, and they vastly overstated the company's preparedness to deal with the leak. For instance, we found a sea turtle expert that was listed in the response plan. He's dead. We found that numbers were incorrect. Numbers for marine mammal stranding network offices are no longer in service. The plan lists marine mammals that are at risk, such as walruses, sea otters, sea lions, seals. Of course, none of those live in the Gulf. The plans were riddled with errors.
Hmm. And so this just shines more light on perhaps what we knew from the beginning, is that a lot of what's happening there a mile out and a mile under the sea hasn't been road tested yet. And so it's all guesswork, isn't it?
It's really anyone's guess. You know, to be sure, this is an enormous leak. It's far down into the Gulf, and no one really knows how to handle it or what to do, I don't think.
And what about the wildlife? Some of you were mentioning in the report that the wildlife was misstated. What's being done at this point with the birds, and do you know what's happening to them once the oil is cleaned off? Where do they go?
Well, the ones that survive the cleanings, I mean, some are so damaged that they don't survive. They're so stressed that they don't survive. But I do know that some that have survived the cleanings, you know, they're held for observation, and then they're actually brought to Florida, to certain places in Florida where they're released.
Yeah, and I think potentially the larger disaster with the birds is that a lot of the outer edges of the islands there in the Gulf are breeding grounds for brown pelicans and other seabirds, and if the pelicans don't come back to their nests, then the likelihood of those eggs hatching and the baby pelicans going on to lead fruitful lives is diminished, if not ended, and also the potential for oil getting into the nest and then contaminating the birds. All of this kind of sets the stage for an ongoing environmental disaster.
Exactly. And another thing, and I know this is a very big deal here, the pelicans and certain birds that live here year-round are obviously affected, but at certain times of the year, there are also migratory birds that will be affected once they get here during their flights either south or north.
That's very sad, sad news. And Tamara Lush, thank you so much for joining us from Louisiana to bring us up to speed and for keeping us up to speed on this big spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
Thank you.
It's 5:37.